The Woods by Harlan Coben. This one is for Alec Coben, Thomas Bradbeer, Annie Vanderhyde, the three joys I'm lucky enough to call my godchildren. Prologue. I see my father with that shovel. There are tears streaming down his face. An awful, guttural sob forces its way up from deep in his lungs and out through his lips. He raises the shovel up and strikes the ground. The blade rips into the earth like it's wet flesh. I am 18 years old, and this is my most vivid memory of my father. Him, in the woods, with that shovel. He doesn't know I'm watching. I hide behind a tree while he digs. He does it with a fury, as though the ground has angered him, and he is seeking vengeance. I have never seen my father cry before. Not when his own father died, not when my mother ran off and left us, not even when he first heard about my sister Camille. But he is crying now. He is crying without shame. The tears cascade down his face in a free fall. The sobs echo through the trees. This is the first time I've spied on him like this. Most Saturdays he would pretend to be going on fishing trips, but I never really believed that. I think I always knew that this place, this horrible place, was his secret destination. Because sometimes it is mine, too. I stand behind the tree and watch him. I will do this 8 more times. I never interrupt him. I never reveal myself. I think he doesn't know that I am there. I am sure of it, in fact. And then one day, as he heads to his car, my father looks at me with dry eyes and says, "Not today, Paul."